Hello and welcome to the latest player interview. I'm joined by Simon Dunn following a tense win this afternoon. How are you feeling, Simon?
Very good, thank you.
Very good. It's must be happy to get a victory against an ex-team of yours.
Yeah, brilliant, especially after the reverse fixture when things didn't quite go to plan. We were on a great run then. I think we were sort of 10 unbeaten or something, and that came to an end. Obviously, we did have 10 men in that game, but I think they deserved the win at their place. So today was always going to be tough because they train on this every day, full-time team. But I think we outshone them, really.
And, yeah, it started well with Floody getting in there early, getting a goal.
Yeah, it was brilliant playing with Floody. I mean, he came in just before Christmas and he's done brilliantly. It's great to be playing with him again.
You seem to have a bit of a magical connection, you know. You make little runs or he makes little runs and you kind of have that almost telepathic understanding.
Yeah, well, we've played together for about 2 years and he's an unselfish striker. He knows when to pass, he knows when to shoot. And me and him are linked up really well and I'm pleased that he's here playing with us.
Yeah, and obviously there was a big kind of halting in the game about 18 minutes in. Scotty goes down, obviously everyone's concerned. What did you see?
Well, I was right by it, actually, and he sort of went in head first, and I think the Basingstoke lad sort of didn't really pull out, and he's just, his head's almost sort of squashed into his neck, and we've heard that he's actually broken a bone in his neck, which is a massive concern. So that's the main priority, getting him well.
There's bigger things than football at this time.
Exactly, yeah, and we just hope he's all right and we'll just give him all the support we can.
Yeah, and as a player, when you see one of your mates, a guy you're in the change room every week, have that injury and obviously carted off in an ambulance, where's your head at?
Well, it's such a long break. I mean, at first we just thought maybe he's just got a little head injury, but then the break goes on longer and longer and we're getting a bit more worried about it. And obviously hearing that news is pretty shocking, but during the break we're just trying to keep warm and obviously it does play in the back of your mind though. We got to get out there and there wasn't really long played so far in the game and we still had quite a while in the first half, but we went out there and professional and saw the half out really, really well.
Yeah, it was a game, it's a strange game because you were performing really well, but obviously because of having an outfield player in goal, it was almost like every time they attacked and threatened our goal, we could have conceded.
It was a really strange game and I've never really been involved in that sort of game before. I think we dominated the game and we felt comfortable throughout. We passed the ball well today and we had loads of chances. Where we could have scored on another day, 6 or 7. But you're right, I mean, every time the ball did go towards our goal, we did get a bit nervy.
Yeah, how were the last 5 minutes for you?
Oh, my word, yeah. I think I came close right at the very end when Manny's played me in, and then they've got a free kick right in the last minute, and you're thinking, oh, it's not going to be our day. But when you see the ball go out of play, it's just one of the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got a smile on your face. You're enjoying your football here in Slough now?
Definitely, yeah, I love it. I've had a really good season. I'm really pleased with how I'm playing. Got a great group of lads here. And I look forward to training every week, matches every week. And it's just good for me because last season I was hampered by injury. I sort of only started about 19, 20 games throughout the whole season. And this season I've started double that already. So there's still a bit to go. So I'm pleased, really pleased.
Yeah, and where do you think we can go in that remaining, games that we've got?
Who knows? I mean, we just got to keep pushing, keep winning. And just keep a run going, and the boys are playing with confidence at the moment and look to be enjoying it, so we've just got to keep up with the guys above us and see where it takes us. Hopefully Chippenham can go through a little bit of a blip, but who knows.
Yeah, and it starts on Wednesday with Biggleswade, obviously another nice pitch, so it should hopefully suit our footballing style.
Yeah, no, I haven't played there before, but that's good if the pitch is nice, because it is tough going from boggy pitches and then coming here and playing on a perfect surface. But the better the pitch, the better we seem to play. So hopefully we can have a good few days rest now and get another win on Wednesday.
And finally, what are the chances do you think of Floody ever being interviewed?